Today we'll be'ez Hashem be learned af Mem Zayin of Masech D'Saita. Some of the topics we're learned about include Shloisha Chinoy Sein. There are three matters that are always favorable. The Mishnah's halacha regarding Nimtza HaHoirig. They began the Egla Rufa process and then the Ritzeach was found. And the distinction regarding the Egla of whether the Ritzeach was found before the Arifa or after the Arifa. An Egla Rufa becomes Asr B'Hana, its benefits are prohibited. Because kaparik sivba kikadshim, it is considered like karbonis that are asa ba'ana. However, there is a machlekes, at what point does the egla become asr? Nerfa ha'egla, va'achkach nimtza ha'harig, ha'harizi ha'harig. Regarding the ritzeach, there is no difference, and even if he was discovered only after the arifa, he is still put to death. Regarding egla arufa, id echad mehemen, if only one witness testifies that he knows the ritzeach's identity, his edus is accepted, and they do not bring a negla rufa. The Mishnah discusses several changes that occurred as the generations declined. Batla egla rufa. When there was an increase in people who murdered intentionally, the egla rufa was discontinued. Pashka hamayim hamorim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hifsikan. When there was increase in adultery, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai discontinued the mayim hamorim.